This call is being recorded. If you do not wish to be recorded, please disconnect at this time.
Okay, this is Desmond Silva calling with Ernie Tanis in regards to the Jenna Reich Insider Story website on WordPress.com. This we're going to be discussing a few notes that Ernie has to mention in regards to that. Go ahead, Ernie.
Okay, so it's Tuesday, April 12, 2016 at 9:25 p.m. The Jenna Reich personal website is going to be a launch pad to take a case to a cause, which is my whole life journey, is to see cases that become causes. So the cause is injustice in the legal system, which will be launched October 31st. And we want Jenna Reich website launched April 30th. There's a reason for those two dates. The first date of April 30th is going to refer to what's called the Galileo story. Galileo is well known in history in the 16th century to have postulated that the sun does not revolve around the earth, which is what the church said, but that the earth revolved around the sun. Galileo was taken to the Inquisition and was told that he would be burned at the stake unless he recanted his thesis, which was built on other thinkers and astronomers like Copernicus. It's very complicated, so I'm trying to simplify it here. So on April 30th, in I think 1533, I've got the exact dates, but on April 30th, Galileo, in order to avoid torture and death by the Vatican through the Inquisition, withdrew his thesis, which we all now know to be true, that the earth revolves around the sun. This mm-hmm. Galileo story is a phenomenal example of the idea of, I know what you believe, but the facts tell a different story.
Mm-hmm.
So putting Jeanette Reichen's personal website published on April 30th, we're going to introduce this metaphor about problem solving and how people, like when mind is made up, don't confuse me with the facts. So mm-hmm. it's a great story, and it's actually exactly what happened in her case. It's actually exactly what happens in personal life, business life, the neighbors, families, international. You know, this is how I see things. So that's a beautiful start for this concept. So April 30th, 2016, when Jenna Reich launches her personal website, we're going to introduce the idea that her case is going to become a cause called injustice in the legal system. Because the accusations, there's no charges laid, ever, no charges. For many reasons, with many support, but particularly including the legal work that was done by me pro bono. But the introduction of the Galileo story is going to make people think about, you know, and I have another case right now, like what's written in the paper is completely incomplete. So it's going to introduce mm-hmm. the idea that, you know, be careful what you hear people accused of, and what you got to look at the other side of the story. So it's a beautiful building on the Galileo story.
Mm-hmm.
That's April 30th. Now, October 31st is an interesting date. It's Halloween, so that brings in some metaphors. But why October 31st is an interesting date in terms of historical purposes, again relating to Galileo, it was on October 31st, I think, in 1992, when the Pope, at the time, publicly apologized for the incorrect allegation against Galileo, which we all know now that the earth revolves around the sun. So October 31st, ironically, which is Halloween, which has got its own issues, what that brings up, is when the Vatican made this international public apology. And that's the date that we want to launch injustice in the legal system. So we're going to use the Galileo story to challenge people's perceptions that what they hear may not be the whole story. Mm-hmm. And there's no better story in history, really, to do that. Now, Galileo, by the way, was reported to have said in Spanish, "Indeed it moves." And so he, even though he recanted, and even though he accepted the plea of guilty, he still said later on, "I still believe what I said." And this leads into injustice in the legal system, which will then open up huge doors to what's the problem with our legal system. The idea of innocent to proven guilty is thrown out the window today. It's known around everywhere. It's been said that over 40% of people that plead guilty to a lesser charge are not guilty of anything because they don't have lawyers to defend them and they can't afford it and they don't want to take a chance of these larger potential charges like Janet went through. They were going to charge her with attempted murder. They offered her the plea bargain for assault. I talked to her. I said, "Did you do anything?" She said, "No." So, but most people, sadly, have to plead guilty to something just to get out of the system. It's also sad that 60% of the prison population here are awaiting trial. What happened to innocent until proven guilty? So prisons need customers. They need customers. So it's going to open a door to many things. I'm going to finish with this, is that there are many, many amazing stories, like Susan Nellis, the nurse in Ontario that was wrongly charged with killing 43 babies. There's this famous basketball player, black basketball player last year, who was wrongly charged with by the New York City police. And he went, and last fall, he got an acquittal, even though he refused to plead guilty to a lesser charge and went to trial because he wanted to prove that it was not ethical about what the police did. And he's got them over a barrel now because the jury acquitted him. It's a very interesting case that I know many people that are sports people here in Canada, and they didn't know his story. And it's a very amazing story. It's the same kind of thing. This is happening everywhere all the time. So what Janet Reichen experienced with the police and all the forces in Florida and all these other people experienced, we have gone backwards about our thinking. So that's why April 30th has a significance for her side of the story, and October 31st has a significance for injustice in the legal system. And the intention is to create a charitable organization to bring people into a dialogue about fixing up this system that is kind of completely dysfunctional. So that's why I want to do this on April 30th. To springboard the Galileo story to October 31st. And then Desmond, when it comes to the October 31st on injustice in the legal system, my intention is to create a nonprofit organization that becomes a charity. We get funding, and you'll be hired to do that website. It'll be very professional. And I think, as Shakespeare said, this is the thing that will capture the imagination of the king. So that's my thinking on this, at this big level, thinking.
Awesome. Sounds good. Is there anything else you want to add, Ernie?
Well, I want to thank you very much for committing to this and supporting me.
You're welcome.
You know, this is Isaiah 1:17 is what I live by. Learn to do well, seek justice, relieve the oppressed, defend the fatherless, and plead for the widow. I have no idea why I'm walking the earth still, because I don't, you know, I did some crazy things like leaving a lucrative law practice to take on this journey. And you know, like it's a social justice journey, and it's I have no material wealth, but the wealth is in these teachings, these great teachings. And
Ernie, Mother Teresa was a great woman, not because she had a lot of money.
I'm sorry?
Mother Teresa was a great woman, but not because she had a lot of money.
That's right, that's right. No, it's really interesting how this all turned out and how Janet and Wright kind of ended up as my executive assistant. That's all coincidental. It's who knows how these things happen. But my I feel wealthy in my heart and soul. You know, material assets are not something I'll be remembered for sure.
Mm-hmm.
The legacy, more your children and grandchildren, and if you've done anything to make this world a better place. And, you know, one of my original quotes in my 2010 book, one of my favorite of those 18 chapters, is world peace through inner peace.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we all get challenged, but you got to keep your inner peace, and people judge you. There's no such thing as unconditional love between human beings. Every human being has conditions. The only conditional love, unconditional love that I know of is unconditional love from God, Allah, as the Muslims say, Jehovah, as somebody says, or the Creator as a native. But the only unconditional love there is,
mm-hmm.
is from God. There's, every human being has conditions to their relationship, and the relationships today are very fragile. You can have a great mm-hmm. relationship and apart in a minute, and there's people have no patience to, especially today, everything's so fast. Relationships fall apart. I mean, that's why 50% of court cases are family law. And, you know, people don't work things out anymore, you know, and I'm going through that myself right now. People just don't work out reconciliation, and that's what's happening in Janet's story. It's a mirror of the world. But, you know, today, mm-hmm. her brother, for the first time in 3.5 years, and all the stuff back and forth, he opened up the door from stuff I've been sending him saying, you know, if you want a dialogue, you know, I've got to figure this out with you. Because this family is no more dysfunctional than the world is dysfunctional. And
mm-hmm.
what compels me to this, and I'll end with this, what really compels me to this story is my commitment to her parents in general, but to her father, who mm-hmm. really tried the family together. The Bible says, honor thy mother and father. He really tried. I got to know him really well. He tried. And he came to Ottawa last summer for the weekend at my suggestion for the 75th or 70th anniversary of the Netherlands that give roses to Canada, which is we have the roses every year. And at the end of the weekend, he called me his buddy. And that's why I'm so glad, Desmond, you thought of that. I really am going to do a posting about his legacy, because here's a man who tried to get his two sons to see her side of the story, and they wouldn't attend the mediation. He died younger than he should have because of the stress. And sadly, at the funeral, his sons did not sit with their mother because of this conflict. And Janet mm-hmm. was one that did. So I'm inspired by his legacy to try to reconcile this family. And that to me is the philosophy we need in this world. We need to reconcile the historical grievances and get back to people listening to one another and hearing each other's side of the story. So that's...
Mm-hmm.
I said that was my last thing, but I have a thing called the SAD, State of Human Affairs, SSADD, Stereotyping, Stigmatization, and Destruction, Denigration.
Mm-hmm.
Invite any culture in this world to a conference and have the diplomats and politicians, not center stage, but sitting in the audience, listening to people. There's not one person, not one culture, not one ethnic group that doesn't have a story about the sad state of human affairs. And that's what I think we need to work towards, is that mm-hmm. kind of conference. And I call it mediation for Jerusalem, not in Jerusalem.
Yeah.
And that's inevitably needed to avoid this theological apocalypse that these extremists do, which feeds into the permanent war industry and all the rest of that stuff. Anyway, that's kind of a longer answer than you probably expected, but that's what's in my heart.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. Okay. Sounds good. I think we've got enough notes on that. But is that everything, Ernie?
Yep.
Okay. Sounds good. So I'll just stop the recording here, and we'll continue on from there.
This call has been recorded.